Well, I'm so sad. I hate what? That you feel this way. I am. I'm sad that he feels this way or she feels this way. I know it's a little problem, but it's a big problem to them. Little to us because we're grown. But it's a big problem to them and young people. You know, he's psychologically or she's psychologically damaged from all this and everything. You don't have to tell anyone everything about you. There's no rule that says that. You're fine. There's nothing wrong with you. I just think it's a sad letter because in high school you have to be mocked for being a virgin. Then you have to resort to all of this foolishness, faking it and all of that. I mean, peer pressure is very difficult situation in high school. I mean, it just is. You want to be liked. You want to fit in. And that's just it. I got to say, you're not in high school anymore. You're a 21-year-old college student now. Stop acting like you're still in high school. You're in college. You need to be setting up your life for the future. You need to be studying to become whatever you want to be. I mean, these people are just not your friends. Friends don't act like this. They just really don't. You're better than all of this. You've moved on. You don't have to be their friends. If you're a genuine person like you say you are, that's going to come out. You don't need them. Leave them be. Go on with your life. Steve?
You know, you're 21, son. Now, listen to me. Now, I'm going to be blunt with you because you think your little letter is high level, just filled with the most damaging news of your life. But at 21, like Shirley said, I guess this is damaging for you. But let's get this thing in perspective, though. So we can both discover what this is and what this ain't. To be blunt, me and my ex lost our virginity in December 2012. January, you broke up with her, and since then, y'all just friends. Well, everything was good and until she went to the movies with her friends and she found out that the first time I had sex wasn't with her, but with another girl in high school. It came from a female friend I've known since grade school, and it devastated her. But from my perspective, first time I had sex was with her. First of all, dog, see, you kind of explained in this letter a little bit backwards to me. So I wanted to say this is all you had to do was deny having sex with the girl. Vehemently deny having sex with the girl in high school. That's what I would have done if it devastated your ex like that. I would just have denied having sex with the girl in high school. At the time, before I read the rest of the letter, that would have been a lie. But it would have been a lie to spare somebody's feelings. Thus, that lie is justifiable and will be continued the decision and choice that you'll have to make throughout your life. When do I lie and when do I tell the truth? This myth about always tell the truth is not true. You cannot always tell the truth. No one always tells the truth. And stop thinking that the truth will set you free. Truth get your ass locked up sometime. Now, this is the real talk I'm giving to you, son. You're going to have to be faced with this decision throughout your life. Now, but from your perspective, you say the first time you had sex was with her. See, the other time, and you say you're still ashamed of this, I had to fake everything because in high school you were mocked for being a virgin. Mm-hmm. Understood? Mm-hmm. So my girlfriend at the time and I agreed to say it happened. Okay, cool. That's a cool explanation. This white lie has somehow came back to me, and now my ex thinks that I played her for sex. Dog, whether you played her, got it legitimately, it was a trick move or a player move. Y'all lost your virginity in December 2012. Welcome to the real world, as do most people. She can't trust me anymore. She has blocked me on Facebook, and everyone else in her family unfriended me. What the hell do that mean? What do unfriended me mean?
Oh, they blocked. Took off Facebook. Yeah, they blocked. They're blocked from Facebook now. They can't.
That's ruining your life?
Exactly.
Because you've been unfriended? Man, okay, I don't understand Facebook and I don't understand technology world that kids are in, but that's a large part of kids' life now. To be unfriended is an insult or slap in the face, I take it, so I feel you. To make matters worse, they won't listen to what I have to say. Put it on your Facebook. You ever thought of that, man? Put a statement on your Facebook. I am ashamed to say, but I lied in high school. Me and my girlfriend set it up, and I really didn't have sex. I'm ashamed of the lie, but I'm proud of the fact that I held off. Put that statement on your Facebook page, since that's how you live it, and then let them comment on the truth. Now, no one would post that about themselves unless it were true. So if they won't hear you, and let them read the facts and put it on your Facebook page.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.